Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another indoor mask mandate has come back. This time it is Santa Cruz County in California. And, of course, there's some numbers around the country. I think, Bonnie, I don't know if you have this story, but New Hampshire, the governor of New Hampshire is saying that...
We're in an emergency situation with hospital capacity, but he's not declaring an emergency order yet.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's holding off on any kind of state of emergency order, even though New Hampshire hospitals are apparently at a peak of coronavirus cases. So it's like, I'm not advocating for a state of emergency here. Like, I'm glad he's not doing it. But if, like, having the maximum number of cases isn't a state of emergency, why was there a state of emergency last year?
Like, yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, they had a state of emergency for months and months and months. It went for more than a year, I think. I think it ended in, what, like June of this year and started in, like, March of last year. So it went for something like 15 months straight. And now there's more people in the hospital than the last, basically, 2 years.
I think it's because the people that are in the hospital right now don't have COVID.
No, they're saying it's hospitalized COVID.
Oh, they're saying it's because of COVID?
Right now in New Hampshire, there are more cases hospitalized for COVID than there have been at any point during the so-called pandemic. But
Sununu
is saying, oh, no, it's not a state of emergency. So why was it a state of emergency when there were fewer people in the hospital and there's not now? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Again, I'm not saying that he should call for another state of emergency. And as I understand it, the state representatives have put some extra restrictions on the state of emergency here in New Hampshire.
Good.
I don't remember exactly what they were. They weren't like a ton of restrictions, but it's a little bit more difficult to like keep it going for as long as he did before. So maybe he just feels like he's going to be shut down faster if he brings it back. Maybe this is more of like a political statement on his part that
he wants to run for president, so there's that.
Yeah, apparently there was something in the news that he's talking about running for president. I don't know if it's going to be 2024 or 2028, but yeah, he's got his eyes on that particular prize. But out in California, we know things are pretty crazy. You know, Los Angeles County, San Francisco, they've got the vaccine passport mandates in place for people to go out and do things. In San Francisco, if you are between the ages of 5 and 11 years old, they are demanding now that your kids show a vaccine passport to go in. You want to just go to McDonald's? Kid's got to have a vaccine passport. He's got to show it to the doorman or whoever the hell it is that's checking those things.
I wonder if they even have those play places in McDonald's anymore, like, open for kids.
They're probably all shut down.
Probably.
Yeah, it seems highly unlikely that they would be allowed to do that.
Even if you're vaccinated, you still got to keep your 6 feet.
They probably were disgusting, to be fair.
Indoor mask mandate, though, is back in Santa Cruz County, and it is now covering private settings like homes. They say if you're getting, this is from ABC7News.com, if you're getting together with others who don't live in the same household, the county government says you should mask up regardless of vaccination status.
It's just so crazy to me that they think that they can tell people what to do in their own homes.
Yeah.
Yep. Like,
that's where we're at.
I don't think they should be able to tell people what to do, period.
Right.
Never mind in their own homes. I remember at one point last year when COVID was first, like, ramping up in the summertime, there were, like people were ratting on their neighbors and stuff because yep. There were restrictions for gatherings. So like people would call the cops on their neighbors. Oh, this person has 10 cars in their driveway. I think they're having a party. Just like so crazy to me that we've gotten to this point.
Yeah, and it really is just more evidence that we just can't live together with these people. Like with the kind of I don't want to live near the kind of person who's going to call the police because I've got some friends over. Like that is not a person that belongs in a free society. That's a person that wants to be in a restricted society, and I don't want to live in that society. And there's enough people I think that don't. But the problem is we're all dispersed amongst all these control freaks.
Somebody that could learn the history of, like, Nazi Germany and then decide to call the cops on their neighbors because they have a gathering when the government said not to is just the type of person I can never get along with.
The story here from ABC 7 News also says, you can take off your mask when eating or drinking. And I guess
Inside your house, that's what they're talking about?
It's not real clear. It's like a one-paragraph statement from ABC 7 News, so obviously I'm not reading whatever order it is that the county government came up with. But, I mean, it is California, so it wouldn't be unbelievable that they might implement that. And, of course, we know that in Austria right now, there's a lockdown for all unvaccinated people. You cannot be going out and about if you're an unvaccinated person, with the exception of very specific things. In Australia, in the Northern Territory, there are a couple of towns that are on what are called hard lockdown, and that means that those people are not allowed to leave their homes even for essential services, so they can't even go grocery shopping.
That's terrifying.
That's happening right now. Also, Germany is now considering a full lockdown, according to various different sources. So this is, you know, they haven't passed this yet. But because there are apparently some number of cases that are, I guess, are unprecedented, you know, despite all the vaccinations, despite all the the mandates, despite all the distancing, there's still a ton of people getting.
And it's so interesting COVID. Because in the places where people are highly vaccinated, the places with the highest percentages of people being vaccinated are the places that have COVID running rampant. Allegedly. But then you look at Africa, which has a 6% vaccination rate.
Really?
And COVID doesn't even exist there. People don't wear masks. They're not social distancing.
No.
They're just doing their regular community stuff, and nobody has COVID there.
Now, is that actually true? I don't think that could be true across the board, because we had a guy call in from Uganda last year, and he said that it is a police state there, that they have used this as an excuse to crack down, just like every government all around the world, and that they are restricting food and they're restricting access to various different things. It's been a while since we took the call, but he didn't make it sound like it was any different there.
Well, we watched that video the other day of the people grocery shopping in Nigeria, but I can't remember because it's like not natural to think about it. Do you remember if they were wearing masks?
I feel like it was a mix.
Yeah,
I think some were and some weren't. So I don't know. I'd be interested to hear more of like a country by, because Africa's a big continent.
Yeah, of course.
I'd be interested in hearing more of like a country by country comparison, because this has been the excuse for government goons to take hold of people's freedoms, and the African government goons are just as likely to utilize those excuses as anyone else.
Yeah, the research I was doing was like taking a broad look at Africa, and it was saying that 6% of them are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is unvaccinated. And I don't know as far as like country by country, like what they're doing about masks and things like that, but I know they do not have access to vaccination in most.
Even if they wanted it.
Even if they wanted it in most places in Africa, they don't. But it's just interesting that the places with the lowest percentage of vaccinations are the places that we're not really seeing any COVID.
Yeah, and of course, during last year, I think it was Tom Woods who put together a bunch of numbers looking at the various different U.S. states and comparing, say, California to Florida, where California has all these crazy mandates and all these, you know, various different things that they're telling people they have to do, and Florida didn't have hardly any by comparison, and yet there was really no significant appreciable difference in infections and such.
It was a few weeks ago that I saw this, but California's COVID rates actually surpassed Florida's substantially.
Mm, wow.
And Florida's still not locked down. I'm assuming most people that live in Florida aren't masking, you know. People are kind of back to normal there, and in California, as we've been seeing, that is not the case. I mean, people are basically getting vaccinated against their will, but they still have higher COVID rates.
You can still leave California, by the way. If you are still in California and you care about freedom, then you really ought to get out of there because, I mean, there's... I'm sorry, I know the weather's nice. Like, I get that. But they're not free, and they're not getting more free over time. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. Here with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
I want to make sure sure you know about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can click Get Started at the top of the page to do that, and then you'll be taken over to some videos, one of which, I think the first one is all of 3 minutes long, so you want to get the basics about what makes cryptocurrency unique, what makes it different from the government monies that we've had for so many generations, and why it's better. Well, that's a good place to get started. It's over at Bitcoin.com. And if you get time to watch more than one video, then you probably should watch more than one. Dig in as deep as you want, or not. It's up to you. But you really ought to learn the basics. So head over to Bitcoin.com, because this is a technology that is not going to go away. It's like going to be with us for generations. Head over to Bitcoin.com to get started. And if you're not new to crypto, you can get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. They've got them fresh every single day there. That's news.bitcoin.com. We were just kind of overviewing some of the latest headlines and news about the various different COVID-related crackdowns. Or in the case of New Hampshire, thankfully, not a crackdown, even though the cases are at a record high, that are, as far as hospitalized cases, are at a record high right now. It's apparently not a state of emergency now, and so the governor, thankfully, at this point, is not going to exercise the so-called emergency powers. Whether he will continue to be hands-off in this particular way is another question. And I know that the story that you had, Bonnie, about that referenced something about the National Guard might be called in to construct some sort of facilities inside hospitals. And you know, I'm curious to know what that's all about, because, like, why can't the hospitals construct their own facilities? They have plenty of money. They can hire a contractor.
And they get money from the government.
Right. Well, they also just get money from, you know, the insurance companies and their patients. So, like, if they need a new wing built or they need some sort of facility added inside an existing wing, why can't they just hire somebody?
It seems like they're kind of trying to normalize the militarization of, like, healthcare facilities and things like that. Because I remember when I was working in a nursing home, like, right in the beginning of COVID, like March, April, they had the National Guard come in to administer the COVID tests to all the residents.
Really?
Which is interesting, because we're nurses.
You could
and
do it.
Yeah, we're probably better at doing that than the National Guard, because we do that regularly.
Yeah, I would feel better in the hands of a nurse than some soldier.
Right. So, and they weren't even, like, they didn't seem to be medical people. They were, like, in full uniform. And they were freaking the patients out, because they're already scared because of COVID. And now they have, like, all these military guys in there. It was just, it was very strange.
Why bring more people in during a supposed outbreak?
That's another good point.
Yeah.
The whole thing that already worked there.
Yeah, the whole thing didn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. And it also, of course, in New York, you know, that they were talking about getting rid of all the unvaccinated healthcare workers there. And I believe that deadline actually just passed, because, as we mentioned at the very end of last night's show, it was not Long Island, but one of the other longs in New York, one of the other islands or something.
Staten Island?
No, it wasn't Staten. It was like Long something. Anyway, one of the other New York areas had to close their ER because they didn't have enough nurses after getting rid of all the unvaccinated nurses. Now they're like, well, I guess we just have to close the ER. We don't even have enough nurses to work. It's just crazy.
Because that's better.
Yeah. And the governor or the governoress, the lady that took over after Cuomo got fired or resigned or whatever the hell happened, got kicked out. I'm not sure all the details in that story. But, you know, they were talking about bringing in the National Guard to, quote unquote, assist with the hospitals across New York. It's like, well, there's only so many of these National Guard members, and as you pointed out, they're not all medically trained personnel. I don't know what percentage of the Guard members are actually medically trained. Some amount of them, but, you know, it's probably not the majority of them.
Don't they just go to basic training for, like, 8 weeks like everyone else, then only actually meet again, like, one weekend a month?
I believe that's what it is, yeah. Yeah, so
I wouldn't really trust anyone who only, like, trained that much with, you know, medical things.
I think some of them are, like, I think they were planning on using, like, the actual medic people. Mm-hmm. But like you said, like, there probably is not enough people that are actually trained. Because you can't just go into a nursing role. I mean, you need to be trained in, you know, you need medical training.
And if you're a medical person in the National Guard, as Bonnie points out, these are part-timers with the Guard. So they have a full-time medical job, likely. So what are you going to do? Pull them out of their full-time medical position so they can go and work part-time at a hospital that they weren't working? It just doesn't, the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see any follow-up stories as to whether or not that's actually occurring. occurring now?
Like, I doubt it.
So if you're in New York State and, you know, you've got an update on the story, you're welcome to share it with us. But I don't know, Bonnie, did you have a chance to look at that story at all to see what exactly the role of the National Guard is expected to be in New Hampshire?
Saying that they're still trying to figure it out, you want me to get into the story?
If you have it in front of you, I'm just curious.
This is from MWR9. New executive order aims to help New Hampshire hospitals build capacity, Sunu News says. Hospitals will be able to create temporary acute care centers within own facilities.
They couldn't do that before? Why does a hospital
Why can't they have, like, a portable?
Wait a minute. Acute care facilities? Don't they already have these things, Nikki?
Most hospitals do.
What is an acute care facility?
Well, acute care would be, so, like, there's, like, chronic illnesses, and then there's acute illnesses. Mm-hmm. So acute care would be something like a med-surg unit or like a cardiac unit, like someone who's just coming in for like a surgery or like if they had a heart attack or something or if they got COVID and, you know, they're just coming in for like a short-term stay. So I would assume that that's pretty much what like the entire hospital is. Because, like, long-term would be, like, a nursing home or a rehab or, you know, they also have, what do they call it, an ambulatory, which is, like, one day in, you know, you don't actually get admitted. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, an in-and-out kind of thing for certain procedures and checkups, but...
So what is he talking about, then?
I have no clue.
Says Governor Sununu has issued a new executive order. Oh, I read that. Sorry. Sununu said he is not declaring a new state of emergency, but as COVID-19 hospitalizations continued to reach new highs in the state, he said New Hampshire is definitely in an emergency situation when it comes to hospital capacity. The executive order will allow hospitals to create temporary acute care centers within their own facilities and take other steps to build capacity as the latest wave of cases begins to build. Sununu said,
does that suggest that hospitals can't do this on their own volition? They can't just go ahead and, oh, we need some more room, so let's add another wing or something like that, or let's convert this stock room into a place where they can put some beds. I mean, do they really need to go to the government? I understand there's a lot of regulation in the medical field, but really, you actually have to go and like ask permission from the state representatives to pass a bill or something?
Well, I think they just like to do that because they seem to be like bad at spending money. They're always asking money from the government.
Well,
like Nikki pointed out last week, that it doesn't make sense to even call a hospital a private company, and well, I don't get how they are
funded by government. I know, I understand.
Yeah, like 80%.
It's crazy. It sounds crazy to me.
But they seem to be like their regular MO.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Sununu said it's essentially the same model he and his public health team learned about when they traveled to Kentucky at the end of August. New Hampshire hospitals.
So we had to go to Kentucky to learn about how we can have a temporary acute center in our hospitals and we can pass an executive order, authorize them. It's all very confusing to me, and apparently the National Guard's going to get brought up here at some point. The number is 603-283-6160, and we've got a nurse in the studio, and she doesn't understand this either. So can somebody explain this?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury in Brunswick, Georgia, found three men guilty of murder in the shooting death of Ahmed Aubrey, whom they confronted as he was running in their neighborhood in early 2020. Travis McMichael, his father Gregory McMichael, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan Jr. all guilty and faced life in prison without the possibility of parole. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter describes the state's overall sentiment surrounding the results.
The mood is one of, I think, relief that this is over with. We live in a free and fair society, and one of the cornerstones of that is the right to a trial by a jury of your peers, and that happened.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Inflation isn't keeping Americans from spending their money. Government figures show personal spending rose 1.3% in October. This is USA Radio News. Tesla is spending more than $1 billion on a new production line near Austin, Texas. That's according to construction filings with the state. Elon Musk's electric car company is aiming to complete big pieces of the project by the end of next year. The government is continuing to investigate unidentified flying objects.
The executive branch of the government is stepping up efforts to probe possible alien activity after officials admitted they could not explain recent UFO sightings. The Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group will succeed the Navy's Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force. Earlier this year, officials confirmed they had investigated 144 UFO sightings reported by government sources since 2004. One UFO report spied a vessel traveling at 43,000 miles per hour and changing direction on a dime. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us and dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about the BitBox. It's a 100% open source hardware wallet. And because it's open source, that means it's pretty unique. There, not every hardware wallet out there is open source, and open source means that the code is available. Somebody who knows how to program can go and audit that code, and presumably people have done that because, well, that's what computer geeks are good for, is they know how to go in and look at code. I can't do it. I don't know if either of you can do it.
Sure can't.
But
no.
I am grateful for the people that have that technical capacity, and the fact that BitBox is open source means that those people can go in there and make sure that there's no secrets, there's no, you know, back doors, nothing hidden, nothing unexpected, and good solid code. So that's what BitBox is all about. You can go to box.freetalklive.com. It'll take you over to the BitBox website, and that's where you can order your own BitBox for 5% off with code FTL. If you've got Bitcoin, BTC, or Ethereum, you definitely want to check out the BitBox over at box.freetalklive.com. And also, we're doing a giveaway for some number of more days. We're going to probably do the giveaway maybe next week or something like that. We don't have a firm date as far as the deadline, but there's, according to Aria, been only a couple dozen entries so far, which means that if you enter, your odds of winning are pretty darn good. So here's how you do it. You go to video.freetalklive.com, subscribe to our Odyssey channel, and then screenshot your subscription, so prove basically that you're subscribed to our Odyssey channel. Post that screenshot to our social media server over at social.freetalklive.com and tag at Aria
in the post. That way Aria sees it, so she knows that you've put your entry in. She's the one who's collecting those. And then you'll be entered into the contest to win a BitBox. And again, you can order your own right now over at box.freetalklive.com with code FTL to save 5%. So we've been talking about this confusing executive order that the governor in New Hampshire, who had the executive or the emergency order, the emergency status was ended earlier in the summer. It was like June, I think, when that status went away. And
so yeah, June 1st.
Yeah, he doesn't have as much power as he did earlier. And for whatever reason, he's holding back on issuing a new emergency order, even though, as he admitted, New Hampshire has a record high number of hospitalizations for COVID. And apparently the records keep getting set. So, like, day after day, there's more numbers going up. And yet he's still saying he's not going to put in another emergency or state of emergency, which I think is good. It's confusing as to why he's not when he did for a much lesser.
Yeah, it's just inconsistent.
Yeah. That's one thing you can count on for government is inconsistency. But he's also trying to explain, or this news story from WMUR is trying to explain this executive order, which apparently, Bonnie, you've got the story. It says something about how Sununu is authorizing hospitals to build acute care
centers. It's allowing them. This executive order will allow hospitals to create temporary acute care centers because it would be impossible without the government.
Yeah, they can't just throw some beds in a room and, like, put some doctors in there. This is what I understand. Like, why do they need the government's permission for this? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, Sununu said it's essentially the same model he and his public health team learned about when they traveled to Kentucky at the end of August. New Hampshire Hospital Association President Steve Onan said the assistance is welcome and needed. Quote, if we can find opportunities to bring in additional people to care for patients, to support, wait, maybe they could have just not fired everyone, but.
That would have helped.
To support our hospitals in doing what we certainly support those efforts. Onan said, the National Guard could be a key component of that. State health officials are also coordinating with hospitals to determine what sort of support service roles might be filled by the National Guard.
Now, I'm sorry to interrupt you here. Now, Nikki, you worked at a hospital that was in Massachusetts.
Yes.
So, and I know you went to one or two different protests here in New Hampshire. Do you recall or do you know when whatever deadline there might have been? Now, I know in New Hampshire it wasn't a government-imposed one, like they did in Maine, where the Maine governor said you have to have a vaccination if you're in any health care.
Yeah,
like,
or else
whatsoever.
You get your license taken away, not even you get fired. They were taking away people's licenses to practice.
So they didn't do that in New Hampshire, but the private companies, quote-unquote, of course they all get paid by governments, but you know the private companies that run these hospitals, like Dartmouth Medical Center, which is the largest medical professional group in New Hampshire, they said to their employees, you have to get the vaccination. So did you recall hearing when their deadline might have been?
Not sure. My deadline was November 15th. Mm-hmm. So I think most places was anywhere from like November 1st to December 1st. Okay. That's kind of like what most of them are. And it's funny because the National Guard's deadline, I think, is in like July last time I checked.
Next year, you mean, or this year?
Next year.
Okay.
So the National Guard doesn't even have to be vaccinated. They might have moved their deadline, but the last time I heard, because people were outraged, nurses were outraged because they were going to get fired, and then the people that were replacing them might not be vaccinated.
But the National Guard, well, actually, you know, I'm not sure about the National Guard, but I did hear, and I heard this from my brother who's in the Air Force, that almost everyone in the military is getting the vaccine. He, out of his unit of, like, I don't know, 1,000 people, I don't know if it's called a unit, whatever, he said it was, like, 1,000 people in a room being told, like, when they actually got told it in person that they had to get the vaccine, they asked, okay, who doesn't want the vaccine, who absolutely won't get it and needs to get a religious exemption? Him and one other person stepped forward. So
good for him.
Yeah, they're order followers, so I bet they're mostly getting the vaccine. But I still get your point. Like, they're not being told that they have to yet, so why is it a fireable offense? to a, you know, somebody who's trained to
be... Right, the professional nurse has to leave to be replaced by some grunt who doesn't have to have the vaccine and doesn't have the same level of training. Like, and so that's what you're saying, Bonnie. They're trying to figure out right now what the potential role could be for the National Guard in these hospitals?
Yes. This guy, he is Stephen Onan. Quote, "We could do it right now, and at some point..." Oh, no, sorry, this is Sununu talking now. "We could do it right now, and at some point, I think that need will likely be there," Sununu said. "When I call up the National Guard, it could potentially be for weeks or even months. Last time I had the National Guard called up for effectively a year, and that puts a lot of pressure on their system." Ew, I don't like the way he talks. It's like, I don't know, he just is really into, like, getting to be able to be the one that calls up the National Guard.
He's a sleazeball.
He's all about power. I mean, that's why he's in the position he's in. That's why he's talking about running for the presidency.
But I guess he's trying to say he doesn't want to have them called up if he doesn't have to, because it puts a lot of pressure on the National Guard system.
I didn't know that he'd even called them up for a year, as he was saying. I had not heard anything about that in the last year. I certainly didn't see them on the streets or anything like that. I know that when Matt and I went to Vermont, they had some handing out food at a distribution thing in Vermont one day, but that's not the New Hampshire Guard. So I certainly never saw them. Maybe they were at the whatever New Hampshire food distributions there might have been or something like that, but they weren't in any sort of, like, public capacity as I was driving around Keene last year. I never saw them.
"Citizen soldiers could end up at hospitals, rehabilitation centers, or nursing homes to help ease the capacity crunch." So, quote, "So right now we are defining the roles so that we
The translation there is that they're easing the issues with not having... staff, right? Like,
that's what I was thinking from the beginning. Like, is the capacity changing because there's less staff? Is there just less capacity now because they don't have enough people?
The hospitals aren't going to get larger or smaller. They're still the same size buildings, so they have the same number of beds in them. And if there's a bunch of people that are getting checked in due to COVID, they're not saying the hospitals are full, mind you. They're just saying there's a record high number of COVID cases in these hospitals. And I believe the article said like 340. I don't know if it's the same article I was looking at, but when I saw one last night, it was like 340 across the entire state. So I don't know how many hospital beds there are across all of New Hampshire, but I'm guessing there's a few thousand at least. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So I don't think having a bunch of military people standing around and moving boxes is going to help.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight,
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're just kind of doing an overview of the state of things when it comes to COVID-19 restrictions and mandates. And, of course, things are really bad in California with Santa Cruz County now instituting an indoor mask mandate. Of course, you've also got San Francisco and Los Angeles with various vaccine passports. Now in San Francisco, children have to have the vaccine passport to go out and do things.
I'm shocked it's not like that in all of California.
Yeah, they haven't gone that far yet. We've yet to see a full state implementation of a vaccine passport, but it still isn't quite wintertime yet. And some states are, of course, seeing the number of COVID cases go up to, as we've seen here in New Hampshire, record levels in hospitalization, at least.
I also want to point out that the PCR tests can't identify between the flu and COVID. So do we even know that these people have COVID?
No, you
know,
I guess
there's,
we don't.
There's no way to know. And as far as I knew, they were going to be suspended at the end of the year. So we're still using the faulty tests.
Yep.
So
what happens at the end of the year?
Who knows? They don't even have any tests to replace them.
Just
nothing that's going on makes sense here. And it seems like they're just kind of like making up stuff as they go. Just whatever fits their narrative right at the time and just doing whatever they feel like. Like, nothing is based in science.
Yeah, that was my thought about Sununu holding off on the emergency order. It's like he's just making it up as he goes because in the future it might be something he wants to do.
Well, plus, he is going to run for re-election next year. And so, remember, here in New Hampshire, the entire state government apparatus, as far as elected officials, gets done every 2 years. There are no four-year terms in the state governments here. So Sununu, he's ready to run again, and he was going to run for U.S. Senate. He was talking about Senate, and the numbers on his approval ratings were going down, presumably because some people are upset with him over how he's handled the COVID situation, meaning too heavy-handed.
And also the fact that he forced, a vote basically to get it in his favor, so that way we take 29 million or trillion from the – Million.
Yeah, not trillion, but yeah, oh. Million. 27 million that they reduced to, I think it was 22 million when it was finally approved.
From the feds.
Correct. And so, yeah, there's definitely a lot of people that are unhappy with him. So he decided that instead of running for U.S. Senate, he was just going to go ahead and run for re-election as governor. And that's a safer road for him. It's, you know, because if he, everybody knows as an incumbent, you're going to likely win. I mean, that's just, you don't usually even have to campaign. If your name is the same name as what was in previously, people vote for you. So he probably feels pretty safe. But that said, he probably doesn't want to go ahead and rock the boat in advance of his election, which is in, you know, basically 12 months from now. So I think that's probably factoring into why he's choosing not to declare a state of emergency. But again, you know, we're not through the wintertime quite yet. And so in the rest of the world, the Associated Press is reporting on what's going on in Europe. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's been quite a few protests recently in various different parts of Europe, like massive numbers of people coming out. And I mean, we're talking about, I don't know, hundreds of thousands. I've seen some of these photos and videos, and it's,
I saw a crazy picture of Austria. I have no idea if it's real or not, but
yeah, that is the thing. You really never know whether somebody on social media is posting some photo from like 10 years ago, because it's hard to really tell from a distance whether it's like a legit photo from today. But if, on the other hand, you see it from like an Associated Press report, then you can be pretty sure it's real. But that's the thing. The mainstream media is not reporting on these. What were you going to say?
It would be like the biggest crowd I've ever seen, probably, if it was real.
Yeah.
I had an article from the New York Post talking about violent protests in Europe.
In Europe?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to jump in with that, you're welcome to. But the story here from the AP is that it was supposed to be the Christmas in Europe where family and friends could once again embrace holiday festivities and one another.
Well, they could without the government getting in their way, so.
Instead, the continent is on the global epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic as cases soar to record levels in many countries. Notice they are continuing to say cases soar, not deaths. Deaths aren't soaring, cases are. With infections spiking again despite nearly 2 years of restrictions, the health crisis is increasingly pitting citizen against citizen, the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. Governments desperate to shield overburdened healthcare systems are imposing rules that limit choices for the unvaccinated in the hope that doing so will drive up rates of vaccinations. Austria on Friday went a step further, making vaccinations mandatory as of February 1st. So that's got to be a first that I've heard of as far as a mandatory vaccination anywhere on the planet. Have you guys heard of anything that's out there like that?
No, I haven't.
I thought Australia was basically doing that. They were taking kids in and vaccinating them against their wills in football fields.
I don't know if they were doing it against their will. I know that they had high schoolers that were going and getting vaccinated so they could continue to go to school. But that was one of those things where it was like, well, if you don't get the vaccine, then you can't go to school.
And I think the big thing was before they would have to get their parents' permission. Mm-hmm. And then, like, with this, they didn't have to. They could just say, like, oh, sure,
choice.
I'll get it. Yeah, which isn't, I mean, I would argue that they should have that right. But there's also There's no informed consent going on here. Like, these people that are getting these vaccines, they're not being, the people distributing the vaccines aren't being really truthful about what's really going on here. Like, a lot of teenagers probably don't know that this is an experimental vaccination. You know, they don't know the details behind it, and they don't know the possible risks and side effects.
It's really more something that the government's doing that I think shouldn't be allowed to be going on. Like, if this was just free market and a drug came out, maybe I would be like, oh yeah, teenagers should be allowed to decide if they get it or not. But this is obviously a different situation. There's a coercive, you know, violent gang telling them, you don't get to do this and this and this unless you come get it. Don't tell your parents. That's a lot different, I think.
Yeah. It's definitely disturbing what they're doing, but none of them have gone as far as Austria to actually mandate these things. And so when I saw the news that Austria was doing this, my first thought was, okay, well, what's the punishment if I don't get it? Are they going to put me in a prison cell? Are they going to hold me down and force vaccinate me against my will? What's it going to be? And I couldn't find that. I looked for a bit. You know, I didn't spend a whole bunch of time looking for it, but I couldn't find any kind of, like, explanation of, okay, what is the actual consequence for this supposed mandatory vaccination? I mean, presumably it's one and or the other or both, right? Like, you either get held down and forced, and then they put you through the court system and punish you, or they just put you through the court system and then they They don't force you, but if it's mandatory, you expect that they would. Quote, for a long time, maybe too long, I find others thought that it must be possible to convince people in Austria, to convince them to get vaccinated voluntarily, said Austrian Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg. He called the move, quote, our only way to break out of this vicious cycle of viral waves and lockdown discussions for good. So he wants people to believe, whether he actually believes this or not, he wants people to believe that this is going to do the trick. If we just mandatory vaccinate every single person in Austria,
then there will be no more conversations about it. What kind of craziness is that? Oh, I'm tired of the conversations. Just make everyone get the vaccine.
Well, he's suggesting that that would also mean that there would be no more problem with COVID. That would be why there's no more conversation about it, because we're done. Hey, problem solved. But, of course, as we've seen, that doesn't solve the problem, because vaccinated people still get COVID. They still die from COVID. They still transmit COVID. So what exactly does vaccination do besides make you subject to this massive test group? You're being experimented upon. They're seeing what the vaccine does, which doesn't seem like it does that much, besides put some people to death for various different side effects, or what are probably side effects, but we don't really know, because you can't really say for sure if somebody gets a vaccine and then a day later comes down with some serious malady and they, you know, keel over and die. You can't really say that correlation is causation, so maybe it was the vaccine. Maybe
those are the types of questions that should be asked during a study. Before it comes out to the public.
This is the study.
Yes. And now they want everyone in Austria to be part of it. And that's pretty disturbing. But that's not all. Starting Monday, Slovakia is now going to be banning people who haven't been vaccinated from all non-essential stores and shopping malls. They also will not be allowed to attend any public event or gathering and will be required to test twice a week just to go to work.
That's where Melania Trump is from, and she said it's very, like, she wanted to get out of there.
Prime Minister Edward Heger said, quote, a Merry Christmas does not mean a Christmas without COVID-19. For that to happen, Slovakia would need to have a completely different vaccination rate. He called the measures a lockdown for the unvaccinated. And by the way, about 45.3% of their population is fully vaccinated. If you want to weigh in here, you are welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And what was the story you said you had?
From the New York Post about a general. It was from Italy, actually.
Okay, we'll get into that, too. Come up. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.